Jim Taylor on WRMJ, WRMJ.com, getting set for a new high school football season. I wanted to bring on an official to talk about a rule change that's going to impact the high school game a little bit. And I think that involves kind of a holding situation or a block in the back, what we've been accustomed to, kind of a spot foul when that infraction occurs behind the line of scrimmage. Going to be a change with 2023. Jason Foy, give us kind of an explanation of what's going on there.
Good morning, Jim. The change was made by the National Federation, and I think it's a great thing. I know that one of their key points was it's going to make, you know, the rule cleaner for the coaches and easier for the game officials to administer. So, you know, essentially what it is now, previously when there was a hold, let's just say by an offensive lineman in the backfield, that hold was marked off from the spot of the foul. And going forward this year, that hold will be marked off from the line of scrimmage.
Now that's on a negative play, but on a positive play then where, say, you know, there's a run play that results in maybe a 6-yard pickup from the 50 to the 44, The positive yardage play, though, that's still going to be a spot foul when an infraction like that occurs?
Yeah, so there's some different situations where, in that situation, a positive run, unless I'm just simplicity, I'm going to say 10-yard run beyond the line of scrimmage, and that hold is beyond the line of scrimmage, it will be a spot. That penalty will be enforced from that spot.
In similar situations, I'm assuming then when you have a block in the back or a hold on a kickoff or punt return, it's going to be a spot foul situation then on those circumstances?
Correct. So, the biggest thing here is the cleanness and the simplicity to make it easier, I think, on everybody, not only on the teams, but on the officials. The coaches have a better understanding of it. Correct.
All right. In this area, then, are we set with getting all crews situated with games in this part of the state, or are there still some challenges ahead here in 2023, you think?
Yeah, there's some challenges. I do know that. I just saw that Macomb had to move their first week to Saturday because of officials. And I know there are still openings on Friday nights that have games that have not been filled because of lack of officials, and I know that's a work in progress, but we're down to a week from this Friday is kickoff, so that's a tough situation. You know, again, man, if there's any young, it doesn't have to be young, any people interested in becoming officials, I'm telling you right now, everybody will take them.
So, of course, there are 9 regular season weeks in high school football, and I think you told me off the air you have 17 varsity dates. So that means there's plenty of nights other than Friday night where you're going to be officiating games.
That's correct. Yeah, we do both sides of the river. So some of those, like Thursday nights, for example, are on the Iowa side. But we, on the Illinois side, yeah, we do have several Saturday to make up that 17 games. Yep.
All right, how many years for you now officiating?
This is 25
for me. 25, a quarter of a century. All right, we appreciate you coming on the air with us, and we'll see you, I'm assuming, down the road on a Friday night. Keep up the good work.
Appreciate it, Jim. Thanks.
Jason Foy, officiating 25 years. Jim Taylor on WRMJ, WRMJ.com.